You're listening to SBS News.
Sherwin Malenab calls himself the father of the Coryong Filipino community. His was among the first Filipino families to settle in the regional town on the Victorian-New South Wales border in 2015. Since then, the population has risen to about 20. He became an Australian citizen last February, now intends to build a dream home in Coryong, where he says there is safety, fresh air and a friend around every corner.
The people is very nice. They are lovely people here in Coryong. And then it's good to raise kids, especially me as a father, because I love my family. That's why I used to pursue my dream. And then, yeah, especially to give them a good future.
He came with his wife Fritzi, leaving behind their daughter Sean Kai and son Simon with their grandparents in the Philippines. Fritzi says it was a hard move, but Coryong welcomed them with open arms.
People look after us. We feel so welcome here in Coryong, so I'm glad to stay here.
A registered nurse back home, Fritzi had to undergo a course to transfer her qualifications to an Australian recognised degree. Sherwin also began a course in aged care, working nights at the supermarket and mornings picking vegetables. The pair raised enough money to establish a home in Coryong, bring the children over and start life again in a small country town. Now 7 years old, Simon says it's a bit different to the Philippines.
There's no noise and the town's not kind of very busy.
But in the early hours of December 31, their new home was under threat as Coryong was surrounded by several massive bushfires. Sherwin and Fritzi gathered members of the local Filipino community at their house. They took it in turns to watch the fire as it spread down Mount Mitimatite towards the town. Many were preparing to evacuate, but as a second fire front bore down on the hospital, Coryong Health, Sherwin jumped into action.
Kuya, brother, don't go there because it's very dangerous and the fire is big. And then I told to him, just pray for me. I need to go. I need to do something, because if no one will do this one, what happened to this hospital and the community?
Wife Fritzi says she was worried, but there was no stopping him.
I just saw him run into the youth with one of the hospital staff, and I said, where's he going?
The staff member was Brian Smith, an experienced CFA firefighter and groundkeeper at the hospital. He says while he had a ute and a 200-litre tank ready to fight the fire, he had no one to help him until Sherwin showed up. The pair drove into a neighbouring property to where the fire was burning through grassland towards the hospital. From 4 a.m. until around 7 a.m, the pair drove along the fire front, extinguishing the blaze that was being reignited by wind blowing in every direction. Brian Smith says the fire came within 300 metres of the hospital and they feared embers could drift onto the building's roof.
We were fending off the metre high fire front. As we left one area, thought we put it out, it restarted. So for 3 hours, it was intense.
37 residents of the facility's aged care unit were later evacuated. CEO of Coryong Health, Dominic Sandilands, commending the actions of the pair.
Sherwin put his hand up right at the time when Brian was looking around for a helper, and it was really wonderful. He's a tremendous asset, and I think he's also taking a real lead role with the Philippine community.
The experience has inspired Sherwin to join the CFA. He was taken on a tour of the Coryong Fire Station by the CFA's Tony Catamol. Mr. Catamol says the Coryong CFA has about 16 active members and would gladly welcome more before the next bushfire season. His advice to Sherwin, come sign up.
Just meet people, meet the local brigade members, meet the local brigades, and I'm sure he would have a lot to offer, as most people do who put their hand up to volunteer.
Sherwin's actions also recognised by the Tawong Shire Mayor, David Wartman.
Look, to help save such a key piece of infrastructure, the hospital in the town, is just amazing, and I can't thank Sherwin enough.
His is one story of bravery from the many of this unprecedented bushfire season, but it's one that's changed his life forever. Abby Dinham, SBS News.